Okay, all I wanted to do with number four, conflict of interest policy, there was a motion at the last annual meeting from Ron Mayo. This is the inclusion that he wanted for the annual meeting.
Yes.
And I wanted a copy of the finalized copy to everyone so that they were aware of it. But I do have a question. At the last meeting, let me make sure you do have one of these. So this was introduced in January. This is the newest complete.
That's the final version.
Final version.
It's on you. From Larry Walters and Ron Mayo.
And I'm not going to go over it. If there's discussion, we can discuss it at another time. This is just the motion for the conflict of interest information.
It's submitted by a member to be voted on like any SU
right.
Bylaw. Is it a bylaw? What will it be included as? I think it's a bylaw.
Right now, we do not have a conflict.
No.
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 So, the motion was brought up for the membership to decide whether there was a conflict of interest.
Yeah,
that
will still be have to be on the agenda.
That's
okay. A separate item.
That's a separate item. Okay.
This would be like you came up with a deal, or anybody came up with something you wanted voted on as a bylaw change, then they would submit it, and that's basically what we're talking about.
It's three pages.
Yes.
And it. Anyway. At the last meeting, Dale, you had that letter and questioning the removal of three board members, and then had my name at the end, and I asked for you to remove that, which you did, and then you sent it out. And I understand there was another letter sent out stating that if you do not return this letter, then the board will... I don't know that we did anything in terms of what the board is going to say or do. We took no action.
It says nothing about the board.
Yes, they will.
May I see that letter? I never saw that.
When the report comes in, the results will be shared with the board.
It says your response will be reported to the DSROA board for their consideration. If we do not hear from you soon, we will...
We will break our legs, or
the board does not sanction this. I don't understand. This is being sent out as a second letter after the first letter was sent, and I do not believe honestly that this is something that should be sent out. It is to me a conflict of interest, and. I do not believe that going to the list of individuals who signed this petition is something that an individual, because as I said before, you had put my name down and I told you that I would not sanction it, I have no responsibility in it, and then if the people did not respond, then another letter was sent out. I'd like to know how the board is going to be responding to this.
Along that same line, the letter I gave to you was a question, and I gave it to you and two or three others, Ken, whoever. What has anyone done to find out if there is a conflict of interest? What are the conflicts of interest? What did Ron Mayo really intend to say or do? Is there a conflict? Is there an interest in the ranch or a conflict of interest?
In this document, he pretty well spells out his feeling on what is a conflict of interest. So if you've not had a chance to read that, I think all of those answers to those questions are discussed.
I haven't read this. I don't know. In most business programs, before you can graduate, you have to have this program, and 90% of the business ethics program deals with conflict of interest. It's a whole issue all by itself. It means that anyone who controls a non-profit or not-for-profit organization like we are should not have a viable financial interest in that organization, not in terms of their property ownership, but in terms of their means of business or benefiting or profiting from the movements or the controls of the board. Okay? That's basically all it says. And I mean, that's in a nutshell. And so that's that. The question was brought up is what constitutes a conflict of interest, and is there a conflict of interest with a prime developer being the president of the board? That was the original question. And it was put up as a question, not as a vote to remove or anything else. It was just put up as a question. And then at that point, Val got up there and he kept trying to push it aside, and he kept asking for new motions. And so the motion finally came out and it says that should the president of the board be removed because of his conflict of interest. Not saying that you had done anything at all or wrong. It's just because of your position, okay? Your position as a prime developer, should you be making major decisions for the running of the ranch, okay? What it amounts to, okay?
Sure.
It's a question. And it got way out of hand during the last meeting just because of the way it was handled. And so it comes up now as a point, a question.
And there are definitions in the first paragraph.
What is that you've got there?
What you said?
The curiosity. I really have a sincere curiosity on this.
It is.
What is a conflict?
And that's all that's been filled here.
In a post organization, if you help to check on a road up here, does that mean that you have a conflict of interest?
No. But if I was here, and my primary interest in the ranch was in terms of moving property one way or the other, then I shouldn't really be in a position to control the direction or decisions the ranch makes.
If there is indeed monetary value gained in that process of making a decision.
Whether I do that or not is not the issue. It's whether I should be on the board with that being my main position, okay? Now then, if I were on the board and I made a decision that the road had to be paved all the way up to lot 273, that would be a definite conflict of interest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I mean, that would be an obvious conflict of interest.
Pretty clear.
And there'd be no qualms about that, okay?
Yeah.
But
and the water line, too.
And the water line, and the sewer hookup, and then have a whole sewer pipe put in. And I mean,
well, the last meeting, the issue of drilling a well on lot 1 and how it would benefit Val Cram, he had the ability to vote at that time. He refrained from voting due to he said it was a conflict of interest, that it would indeed benefit him in the long run.
And that was a very obvious one. But there's a lot more subtleties that go beyond just what's really obvious, okay?
That's why I think this is very plainly outlined.
It's for protection for the board, further types of legals.
Members and
the leaders of Enron are now serving 20-year sentences because of their conflict of interest in terms of the way they manipulated the finances of Enron, okay, to the expense of the shareholders. Okay, so it can be a very, very serious issue. And whether they did that or not, because they were in a position to stop it and they were in control, it was still considered a conflict of interest.
Is it a conflict of interest for an issue to be voted upon by a member? Let's say that question.
Because the member has no more control than his one vote. A board member is a different issue. Okay? A board member is one who is advising and controlling the direction of the ranch. Okay? And that's a whole different issue. Whatever I do as a member or whatever, I can work all day long to try and get the ranch to pave the road to my cabin. And it's not a conflict of interest, okay? Because I'm not getting any undue influence upon the ranch. If I offered the ranch a $1 million grant, provided they would pave the road to my cabin, I mean, there's a lot of influence there, but it's not undue influence because I'm still just a member. I'm not really in a position to make more than one vote decision, okay?
So the conflict of interest has to do with some of us either being an officer or on the board.
Right.
And so the simpler way of doing that then is to not be on the board.
Right. That was what the whole question was brought up.
Well, do me a favor. Review this very simple. There have been a number of websites that I have gone to. I've reviewed them. I've gone through all the stuff. Larry Walters went through all of it. Ron Mayo has gone through it, and I know Phil has looked at some of them as well. So I would like you to look at it. It's not a topic that we're going to sit here. We have time to discuss at this moment, but I just did want to have everyone aware of a conflict of interest policy that Deer Springs Ranch could actually adopt to protect everyone. And that was the secret.